Physics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I am your host, Don Nikoloff, and it's just going to be us tonight. I didn't invite a special guest other than I invited my listening audience. In fact, I'm inviting you, extending the invitation for you to call in to the show tonight. Those of you who don't look online very often, I'm going to give the numbers out. I shouldn't do this because they're posted all over the index page. But there might be some people listening in the dark. You know, they've got their headphones on and their little black light and their Jimi Hendrix poster. And so if you have a piece of paper or you're good at memorizing numbers, then take these numbers down and I'm going to rattle these off for you. In the USA only, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227 in the USA and Canada. And I know this line is just burning up. The number is area code 888-815-9756. And the local line, 530-876-3222. That's actually a direct line. If you're calling long distance, it isn't local, is it? It's long distance. But that's the direct line. So that's where if you are on a some kind of a very low price payment plan, you can use that line if by chance you have a busy signal. Now, if the lines fill up, which I'm sure they will, then I've got another set of numbers that I can give out. Now, what's tonight going to be about? Well, pretty much anything. I think there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world, and I've had the whole weekend, as you have had, to reflect on some past shows if you've been listening to Evident Footprints or whatever other shows you've been listening to. And it seems to me that here we are, March the 4th on the East Coast, March 3rd on the West Coast. And there are quite a few things going on already. I mean, the month of February just flew by. And we have some disastrous results happening in the financial markets, although we're not hearing anything whatsoever about what's really going on. And I'm sure many of you feel that that's kind of strange, that the media is reporting that, well, we're not really in a recession, that the economy is maybe a little bit down, but, you know, everything's okay. And I don't see it that way, and I don't know many other people who really see it that way, except for the media. So I thought you might want to talk about that a little bit. With all the craziness that's going on around the world, there are a lot of people getting sick. And I do want to talk a little bit about the nature of illness. If you're watching the TV, you are going to get sick if you're not sick already. The amount of programming. Oh, we have someone calling in?
I like Pathfinders. Kathy Cobb. It's nice to meet you.
Could you state your name, please, and tell us where you're calling
Kathy
from?
Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, one of the people that have a show with you. I hear that you are speaking exactly what I spoke on my show. Some people are blind and they can't see, so you need to tell them the phone numbers. And it seems like a little bit of mockery there. So I just wanted to say that I listen with open ears and an open heart, and I just want to say blessings to you, and I hope that you're very light with your work. Thank you.
Well, I want you to stay on, if you would. Oh, she's gone. Okay, I could just hear her at the end. Actually, I wasn't really mocking anyone. I was certain the lines would burn up. That's why I said they would. And we've had a couple of shows where we've had some calls come in. This is the late night hour, I guess, and people are going to bed. But I appreciate the call. And call back. I'd like to chat a bit. One of the things that I spoke to my guests over the past 2 weeks, and we had a variety of topics that we discussed, and I thought it might be appropriate for us to sort of jump off the merry-go-round for a moment and talk about some of the issues that we talked about. I had a scientist, Jim Murray, on a couple of times during the past 2 weeks, and we talked about some new energy devices. We talked about some anomalies that are occurring throughout the solar system, particularly on Mars. In fact, we discussed in depth some photographs that have appeared on a couple of websites, which are sort of leaked photos from NASA. These are pictures of a civilization on Mars, and we're not talking about an ancient civilization. We're talking about something that's underway right now. And in other words, there are people living up there. There are cities. There is land that's being tilled and planted, and there is life up there, animal life, and what appears to be some bipeds. Now, whether they're human or not is to be proven, but by the looks of the city, I would guess that we have people up there. And this is a stretch for a lot of people because we've been brought up to think that those that come from Mars have green skin or are wearing green spacesuits. And they're referred to as little green men, never little green women, just little green men. So evidently there's just a community of men living on Mars, if you're to follow what we've been taught. Now, where do these pictures come from? Well, these pictures have been taken from the Hubble telescope. And we're told that the Hubble telescope belongs to the United States, yet the indications are that the whole world is using it, probably the UN. It's amazing how many airplanes we have, particularly some of the more high-tech planes, and I think there's something like 65 or 67,000, I can't quite remember the number of these high-tech black choppers, as they're often called. They may be a dark green, I've heard, but these choppers basically have been given to the UN. What someone needs that many choppers for, I don't know. But nonetheless, they have these humongous military choppers that they're the real loud ones, the ones that that really wreak havoc with your windows and make a lot of noise. They'll wake you up in the middle of the night. Now, why does the UN have these choppers? And some time back, I remember Phil Schneider, some of you may not have ever heard of him. Phil Schneider talked about underground bases, and he talked about the trains that they have and the concentration camps and these trains that were electromagnetic underground trains that went in excess of Mach 2. In other words, they could travel across the country in a very short period of time. And that cities and underground bases were interconnected with these tunnels. And so these special shuttles that were only available to politicians and certain people in the military or certain contractors that were working on these underground bases had access. But we were paying for this. We're paying for everything that's going on in outer space as well, although we're not privy to it. We're not allowed to know about it. And then we have the same things going on basically with our economy, with our foods, with the atmosphere, with really the whole solar system and probably the galaxy. We're not really being told what is going on. We're force-fed a diet of mind control. We're force-fed a diet of spin. And if any of us who are really perceptive about what is going on around us, if we're using discernment, we know that what we're being told and what we're seeing are two different things. It's pretty simple. It's not rocket science, and I don't mean to use a pun. We're told the most ridiculous things when we consider that these are possibilities. And yet we're told, oh no, these are our imaginations. But at the same time, our government is spending trillions of dollars fighting wars in other countries. Our government is spending the same amounts or more. Launching all kinds of secret equipment up into space, secret kinds of technology in outer space, including going to planets. And we're told that that's not the case, that we're insane or that we're wackos or we're nutcases if we even suggest that they've made contact with a life form. Well, why spend all these trillions of dollars then if we're not meeting anyone? And it can't be that they're earnestly looking to make contact with someone, because you could do that with a minimal amount of technology and at a very low cost to the taxpayers. But that's not what they're doing. In fact, none of what they're spending is really on the books. They keep double and triple sets of books. We expect to make some sense out of what's going on. We have an election going on, and I recall just a week or so ago, I got an email from someone in MUFON that Bill Clinton was interviewed on a radio show, and he said that he recently got to look at some information about a planet that they found, and this planet is so far away that they don't even think that these people will communicate with us in this lifetime. What a bunch of bunk. I mean, these people lie constantly. That's all they do is lie. They lie about what money they spend, what money they have, where they get it from. They lie about their involvement in the drug industry. They lie about their involvement behind the scenes with the pharmaceutical companies and the oil companies and the banks. It's one lie after another. And we just say, well, you know, that's the government. Let them do their thing. They know what they're doing. You know, I'm too busy. We're too busy. We can't really spend any time looking into these things. After all, you know, I wouldn't have time to watch American Idol, or I wouldn't have time to watch the idiotic version of headline news that they have now, or CNN, for that matter, or Fox News. I wouldn't have time to pollute my mind, as if it's not polluted enough. Now, don't take this personally. you're not necessarily doing the polluting, unless you've turned the TV on. You're permitting the pollution to take place. Now it's sanctioned. It's the government that's running the propaganda machine, and it's television, and it's mainstream radio, and it's mainstream newspapers. There are TV shows, if you're lucky enough to get them, possibly on satellite or on the internet from other countries, that will reveal some truth. The alternative media, which is supposed to be so bad for you, was made possible via the invention of the powers that be, and that's the internet. I mean, it wasn't some bum that rides trains in the middle of the night that invented the internet. It was invented by governments. And it was promised to be free. Of course, that hasn't really happened. I don't know anyone that uses the internet that uses it for free, unless they're able to go to a library and then they're going to see a very watered-down, filtered version of the internet, because there's only so much material that is going to get through to the library. And I'm not really speaking about the racier items. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying they subscribe to what they subscribe to, and you're going to get a very programmed version of the internet through a public library. So you're limited to what information you can get. If you're lucky and you have a library and you can read books, you have your own personal library, or you have a university near where you live where you can go and check out some books and read. If you can't do that, you're really not going to get much information. There is zero information. There is zero knowledge of a higher order coming through mainstream television. And it's almost as bad on the radio. And the main reason for that is radio needs sound to communicate. There is no possibility of pictures, so they can't really influence you with pictures on the radio. Now, they can create word pictures, and that's what they do in the mainstream radio. They create word pictures, and they're not always accurate. So you need to be able to discern what this point I'm making is that we're at a point now in our history, and we're really living history right now. We've been given a false representation of past history, and it's gone, and we can't change that other than to recognize that what we've been taught is not the truth. What we've been shown is not the truth. And if it isn't the truth, then what is it? Well, we have lots of words for whatever isn't the truth, but then we have to ask ourselves, if it's not the truth, and it's something else, what is it? What bearing does it have upon us? How does it affect our lives? Well, if it's not the truth, then I would have to say it's a misrepresentation of fact, or a lie, or a fantasy. You could call it lots of other things. A fiction. Now, the impact it has is based upon your reaction to it or your acceptance of it. And when it's presented to you in a convincing way, when it's presented to you throughout your lives to where you don't even notice that it's being presented to you, then it serves a different purpose. We can use the word propaganda, we could use the word mind control, we could use the word spin, we could use the words brainwashing. We could call it a lot of things, but It's intended to get you to follow a particular path, a particular route. Program is the word they use. In fact, I heard a word, and to tell you the truth, I think I heard it on the radio last night, and someone made the comment, and this was a person that was actually on this particular show I was listening to. They made the comment that that the programming was very important. And that word programming really stuck out in my mind. I mean, we hear this word every time we watch something on the television, or pretty much every time we listen to something on the radio, we hear the word program. Program. That's a specific script with an intention behind it. Now, I could have a music program which is designed to follow a sequence of events that are going to be related to music. It wouldn't be intrinsically evil or of malintent. However, depending on the music itself, it very well could program you or could set your mind without you even realizing it. And that's what a television program tends to do. And that's what certain kinds of radio programs tend to do. After all, many of you who are listening to this, in fact, most of you have a computer. Your computer needs software to make it work. And when you are using a specific kind of software for a specific kind of purpose, it's usually called a program. Okay, some programs are databases. Some programs are games. Some programs are merely for playing music or recording music or recording discs. Some programs make sounds. Some programs are filled with light. Some programs are used to type letters or to print letters. Some programs copy documents. Some programs interlace or blend documents in a variety of formats, what we call multimedia. Programs produce specific results. And normally, as long as the program is functioning correctly and the computer is functioning correctly, the results you're going to get from the computer are going to be consistent with the actions that the program took. If you tell the program to make all of your text green and you have a color printer, and you have established communication between your printer and your computer, when you press the print command, the text should be green. And if you don't like how it looks, you can change it to whatever color you're capable of reproducing. That's what a program does. Now, a program in television or radio can tell you something's black when it's white, and it can actually hide what it really looks like and make it look like something different with the film media, with television, with movies, and even in some computers, you can cause someone to see something other than what's there. Now, that affects your belief system. In other words, you are programmed to believe things are a certain way. And those of you who recognize that the program is there and the program is being implemented and carried out with a certain frequency or a certain fervor, a certain repetition, a certain dosage, so to speak, then you are becoming awake and you are becoming aware that there's programming going on. And so you can choose not to pay attention to the programming, or you can choose to observe the programming. when you're observing it, it's a bit different from participating in it. You know the difference, those of you who have walked into a room and someone's watching a movie and they look like they're hypnotized. They're sitting there and you say their name and you talk to them and they don't hear a word you're saying. Their attention is fixed on the screen and they're listening to the sounds and they're picking up images and they are so mesmerized by what they're seeing that they're oblivious to you talking to them. Yet you can walk into the room and you can watch them watching the movie and you can carry on a conversation with them. So the level of mind control is different amongst the different participants. Now, you are maybe walking into the room to call that person out of the room, for instance, to tell them that dinner is ready. And as long as their attention is focused into the program, as long as the program has a hold of them, they are going to react. Now, what we don't know, or what we don't notice, is that when we get up and walk away, let's say you turn the television off, that program can still be working. It can work for quite a long time. And you see this when you see people in other places besides their home. You see this at public events. You see this out on the street and their reaction or their non-reaction to things that are going on. One of those things that just amazes me to no end is chemtrails. We've had chemtrails for, well over 10 years, I think it's going on 11 years now, we've had chemtrails, X's in the sky, and different checkerboard designs. And this is not somebody doing finger painting up there in the sky. This is the toxins that are being sprayed intentionally out of planes. And some of these planes have been rented. Some of these planes have been manufactured or redesigned with all kinds of spray equipment. Tanks that have toxins in them, and they're spraying these intentionally over the populations. Now, when they're caught, they say, oh, we need this because this helps the reflectivity of radio waves, as if we've had a problem about radio waves. And those of you who are old enough to remember crystal radios, you could hook a crystal radio up. This is no battery and no power supply whatsoever. You could hook it up to a piece of metal, and if it was in the right place, you could pick up all kinds of radio stations with this little radio. It turned on by just clipping an alligator clip onto a piece of metal. Oh, it could be a faucet. It could be the track of a garage door. It could be a handle on virtually any kind of cabinet, as long as it was metal. Or it could even be on a bicycle. You could turn a large piece of metal into an antenna with a little crystal radio. Now, that's a pretty interesting feat, and we got much, much more advanced technology since then. You'd have to go back 50 or more years to visit or revisit the time I'm talking about, the crystal radio being around. And you can actually still make them today. They sell kits like this at Radio Shack. For a few dollars, you can build yourself your own little crystal radio set. I remember I had one that looked like a little rocket ship, and the antenna pulled out the top, just like the Flash Gordon rocket ship that you would see. And it was a little blue and green rocket ship that stood up, and it had a headphone. Actually, the headphone was just a tiny little piece, much like a hearing aid that had a wire on it. You would see these on little tape decks or little transistor radios. Nothing fancy, but you could hear. Now, they're telling us that we had that kind of technology and it worked, that we could listen to radio over sometimes hundreds of miles with no power. And they have to spray poisons in the air to make radio communications better? Where are these radio communications coming from? You see, it has nothing to do with radio. That's the whole point, is that if we're to believe the lie, then we'll never come to realize that our atmosphere is being intentionally poisoned. Anyone ever notice after they spray chemtrails how the clouds seem to increase and then we have several days of bad weather? That's, of course, if you're paying attention to that. Those of you who don't pay attention won't have the foggiest, no pun intended, the foggiest idea what I'm talking about. Now, I've been to a public place. I've been to a baseball game or a football game outside in a big stadium or in a ballpark, and I pointed out to someone sitting near me all the chemtrails that are being sprayed in the sky overhead while the game is going on. And you see the eyes glaze over, you see the disbelief in what I'm describing. They have no idea what they're seeing, and really they have no interest. Now, that creates a situation. It creates one for the person, and it creates one for me. First of all, they can buy into my conversation and become interested in what I'm talking about, or they can remain apathetic and just divert their attention or refocus their attention on the activity that's before them, and they could write me off as a nut. Now, I have the same prerogative, although my intention is to awaken them to the fact that this is going on. I can take a hint and say, okay, this person is definitely not interested, really doesn't care, probably is spiritually asleep, at least in this way, could be a very nice person, could be a good, loving, caring, sharing, generous person, could be very successful in business, possibly even wealthy, but has absolutely no interest whatsoever in whether or not they may be poisoned, or whether or not the rest of us are being poisoned. Now, what's interesting is these are the people that you see in the lines in the hospitals because of all the sickness from the toxins that are sprayed in the air. Lung infections, a surge or a resurgence in tuberculosis, which seems to me, some time ago, they said they had wiped out TB. But we have a resurgence. And then we have open borders. And the reason for the open borders is what the issue is. It's not about do we have open borders. It's the reason. And they're open for the wrong reasons. They're open to undermine really everything. The rest of society. It's intentional chaos that they're creating. They're doing it with the oil industry. We're watching oil prices go up. Is anyone noticing these things? Of course, don't have anyone calling in, so I'm making the caller who called in earlier sound like a prophet here. She thought I was mocking the fact that no one would call. Actually, I was being positive and saying, I know someone will call. Now, we got a chance over the weekend to listen to some people call up about their health problems and how they feel kind of desperate or how they feel alone. And I know what it feels like to be alone. Number one, it's actually sought. Being alone is something that's sought after when you are, let's say, pursuing a lofty spiritual goal. You appreciate being alone to be able to meditate or to pray. It's rather difficult to pray when you've got someone talking in your ear. So those that devote themselves to a life of spirituality really don't have a problem dealing with the moments that they're alone. But they know that those are only temporary and that they again will be with people. But it becomes a mindset. If you see yourself alone, this is Kathy again?
Yes, I have a show on BBS Radio on Thursday nights at 6.
Okay,
and
what's the name of your show, Kathy?
I am Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And I started the Hello, You're on the Air. And it's nice to meet you, Footprints.
Well, it's you can call me Don.
Okay.
It's nice to have you call. I try to get you.
I really love your show. I listen to it often.
Oh, thank you.
One of the few times I get to actually listen to the radio. I'm working right now. I'm writing some codes, and I love to listen to your show as I write. It soothes me.
What do you like about this show? I'd be interested.
Because you go from one subject to the next, and you just flow with your thoughts. You just move so freely with your mind. And you just are so confident and just ever so carefree. You are like that of a hawk, but yet you're an eagle as well. You are that of a butterfly. You just like to just flow so freely with your mind and soul and spirit, but you give secrets along the way, little tranquil secrets to each person as you speak.
Well, that's a very interesting description you just gave me. I should thank you for that, I guess.
You're speaking to certain people and hoping that they pick up the message along the way. You know they're listening, but sometimes you are giving subliminal messages to each and every one of them.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm intentionally doing that. I think what I'm doing, Kathy, is I'm giving everybody the opportunity to sort of get on board. You know,
exactly.
It's not a train going fantastic. Yeah,
it's not a
train going 50 miles an hour through the station. It's slowing down.
Exactly.
And everybody can get on there. Now, it'll pick up speed.
Right.
I mean, you got to get a ticket, you got to sit down.
And you have to change tracks.
Yeah, and if you have a destination, trust that the train is going to get there.
And you also have to respect the others that are on the train. But you also can learn a lot about the passengers.
Well, yes, like I am right now. I mean, I had no idea you were there, and I'm just delighted that you called in to share this with me.
Well, I just love, one show you had, you were talking about Bigfoot. Do you remember that show? It was about two months ago.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that was just intriguing. Because I had a dream about Bigfoot when I was a child. And I used to go through the woods looking for Bigfoot, you know, for trails of him, you know. And then, you know, you just bring up the just neatest things on your show. And then you brought it up again tonight, you know, about the aliens and you know, the things. And Fox TV, you know, I grew up with the Bay Hackles and that started and founded Fox TV. And it was just, you know, it's just so neat that the small, you know, world that we have, you know. And I don't even watch TV. I don't read books. I like to get fed from the spirit. I went to school and got 168 credit hours, and I had to read books then and had to write papers and had to compare things then. But I don't read books at all. People give me books, but I give them away because I like to hear from the spirit, the creator,
mm-hmm.
which, I like to just feel myself within and evolve that way.
That's an interesting number that you read, Kathy, that you told me about. You had 168 credits. Now, that was my draft number in the lottery, 168.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. 8 is infinity, 6 is a 3, 3, and a 1. So that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's a 6 again. That's a 3, 3. You got a double spirit that says yes in you. So you're getting ready to do some double changes. And you are evolving, which is a double three, which is any friend of yours is a friend of mine. You're a very friendly person. And also, it's pyramids and the raw, and you're very, you love, well, I better not do a reading on you because you might not want that. I'm sorry.
I've had a lot of people reading me lately.
You've got a tremendously open heart and very, very, very wonderful heart, but you have a little bit of secrets in there that you don't want to share yet. So I'm just going to keep that closed for now. But, oh, gosh, I would love to get together with you in private sometime if you ever want to get with Don and get my email or anything like that. Then I'll sit with you and chat sometime.
Well, I'll tell you an easy way to get in touch with me.
Okay.
You go to my website, Direct Light Productions.
Direct what?
Direct Light Productions, just
okay.
Like it sounds.
Let me write that down.
Okay. Direct Light Productions, with an S on the end, .com. And there's a Contact Us page there. And you can send me an email.
Okay.
And we can communicate.
Bright Light Pathfinders. Kathy Cook.
Okay.
I don't want to top your line in case someone else wants to call, though.
Oh, they can. Well, we have more than one line, so they can call in. If they call in, we'll get a party line going here.
Well, can I ask you, what is your favorite subject to talk about?
My favorite subject to talk about, I don't know if it's love.
Love?
Love and music.
Oh, man. You know, my daughter's getting married Saturday. She's been taking classes. And I think and feel that is the most awesome thing that she can. I just admire her to be able to get married because this guy asked me to marry him so many times. I call him Nausicaa in spirit world and so many things about him. And I asked him finally to come to the wedding with me. It took a lot. And I said, and Don has taught me about the wiggle room. He told me one time, he said, you have no wiggle room, young lady. And I told Pete, I said, you have no wiggle room, young man, you know, to be up your P's and Q's. And he called me back. He said, what's wiggle room? I said, you have just got to be on a performance and at this wedding, I said, because, you know, we just have to admire Ashley to be able to say I do because that's a big thing. Love is the deepest root because God knew us before love was ever a word and before love became into the words of I love you in the majestic ways that we ever knew to say that. We knew how to say it and feel it and it to become heard. And that's how we are made. And then people miscommunications and misunderstandings. And if we just listen with our hearts and not our minds, that's the purest love we could ever have.
Oh, I agree with you. In fact, my my feeling is that love is a remembrance of who we really are and where we came from. It reminds us of our source. It reminds us of the little speck of almost nothingness that we are that can grow into the biggest thing in all of existence when we become aware of it.
It's the rain because it comes from the teardrops of heaven. It's always come to me in the midst of the rain. And it cleanses our spirit and soul.
It's funny you should say that because Saturday, well, actually, for me it was Saturday morning, but the Friday night, my guest was Michael St. Clair.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was speaking my truth to him, and he was in Germany. And it was morning there already, daylight, and he said the skies were blue, and it was a very warm day. And when I spoke about the truth and about where we are moving as mankind, there was a, according to him, a shamanic thunderstorm that took place in Germany.
Oh, never still one's thunder, right?
And it, he said, as soon as I spoke a certain word, boom, there was a lightning bolt and then a clap of thunder, and it started raining. And he said it wasn't in the forecast. It didn't even see it coming, he said.
Isn't that amazing?
It went on the whole show. And then when the show ended, it stopped.
Wow.
We did a two-hour show.
That is amazing.
So,
That's like too much yeast inside of a stomach and just hitting it and going, oh, whoa. That's one of the things to just go, you know, and you can't, what I always like to think about when things happen, they just happen and you can't reproduce them because nothing can be carbon copied. Nothing can be reproduced exactly the same way, even a word spoken. And that was just a miracle in itself, almost like a covenant for you and him. And it was like to show you something inside of something that's inside of something that's inside of something. It's an ingredient, per se, you know, that only you and he can, you can't reproduce that ever again. And it's almost like, I know I'm rattling, but I'm getting to a point. Let me start over. Okay. I had to rewind. Because that's the deep what you just said. And I want to just say, even a Jell-O mold cannot be reproduced when you make the Jell-O ingredient. Nothing can be carbon copied. People can repeat other people's things, but you shared your perspective of something with me, and I tried to envision it. It's so deep and so wondrous that now I can only play that rhythm within my soul and envision it with what you saw by playing your archive.
Mm-hmm.
What date was that?
That was on the 29th. Okay, it was leap year.
Wow.
February 29th.
Oh my gosh. And you know, my show host, guest host was John DeBoer, and he played thunder on his flute that Thursday night. He is a flutist, and we played Always Come to Me in the Midst of the Rain, and all so many things happened that night. It was just beautiful. He's going to play on my show on the 3rd of April, his Cocopelli flute. He's going to make some pieces up for Cocopelli for April Fool. He is phenomenal. You'll have to listen in. So he was doing the thunder the night before.
Well, you see, and we think these are coincidences, but they're really ordered from way up on high. And when we're all tuned into that center, look what happens.
Do you know in my journal, you know, you talked about the train, and I have a dream, and I don't write down many of my dreams, but I dreamed that I met a stranger, okay, and he was on a train, and it was, he had his arm around Do you remember the show, oh gosh, Rose, it was a sequel to, anyway, he had his arm around this woman that was on TV, and he said, I will get to you later during a marriage. Oh my gosh, and it's my daughter getting married, and you brought up the train, and it was a stranger, and he said that he had a message for me. Do you know what? You just gave me the message about the thunder. And then John DeBoer playing his flute music, and Pete, I asked, that was a big step for me to ask him to go to the wedding.
Wow.
Now what message to me? Give me one quick message.
Well,
give me a quick adjective. One quick feeling of adjective.
Don't steal the thunder.
That's exactly right. Don't steal the thunder. Isn't that the perfect sentence? Pete said to me, I will never steal your thunder. And then I said to him, always come to me in the midst of the rain. And then we parted our ways. And mm-hmm. I wrote all these gorgeous, I said, you're in the silence now. Time is ticking. All these things, I don't know where they came from, but the silence within me, I wrote so much. But we had to separate. We went into the forest, the million-mile journey, and hopefully we'll come out of the forest holding hands. And thus we did. But we won't be together. We'll be separate, but together, but not. I don't know. I call him my Pete-ness, Peter, and oh, he was on my Valentine's Day show. He's just been my best friend for a long, long time. He's just the greatest person, but I don't know. I won't steal his thunder.
Yeah.
Now,
I've heard your show a couple of times.
You have?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I heard the flute music on Thursday.
Oh, wow. But, you know, I stepped all over him. I was so excited with it. It went so well with my writings.
That's mm-hmm.
I was, like, excited so much. You know, I get excited and I just start talking. So I'm learning. This is new for me, the radio. And I'm learning to take the cotton out of my mouth and place it, take the cotton out of my ears and place it in my mouth more.
Just don't swallow it.
My dad told me to take the cotton out of your ears and place it in your mouth. And he gave me a talking stick, and I need to hold that when others are talking.
Hmm. Maybe I can get you on my show. I can invite you onto my show, and we can talk about some things.
I would love it. That is so nice of you.
Well,
I would be honored.
Well,
and I would love for you to be on mine as well.
That's how what it's all about is honoring each other.
I know, it's relations. Did you ever study? With anyone, or did you travel? You seem like you love the world and the universe.
Well,
you know, I feel like you went into a spaceship or something.
I think I got out of one.
Wow. You know, no, I mean, like one of those, you know, where you place something in writing and you put it out there and it just goes somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do
that. A time capsule.
Yeah, I've traveled the world with my music professionally.
You
been
have
all over the world. Yeah,
wonderful. And, that's what I'm feeling. Then
and then I have been writing about some very sensitive topics so that I can show people how we have been hoodwinked, how we have bought into myth. And
I see.
And then now I'm at a point now where I'm more interested in bringing solutions to or offer new paths that we can take so that we can recreate our future instead of following the path that someone else has created for us.
Isn't that the truth? You know, that's what a bright light pathfinder is. I'm just one. And you're a footprint. Isn't that neat how that connects? Oh, man. You know, I like you a lot. I like the way you think and feel and see and do and walk and talk and your truth. You just, you know, it's really cool. I love so many. I don't think I have ever heard a bad show or, a, you know, it's just so, the people on BBSRadio.com are just so great. And Don and Seth and everybody are just so wonderful.
Yeah, they're okay. Now, I want to ask you, Kathy, have you heard some weird promos for the network? Do you listen to some of the promos where they say you're listening to BBSRadio.com or anything like that?
No, I don't ever tune in to BBS Radio, only when I know your show's on, certain few.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. A long time ago, I listened when I first started.
Uh-huh.
I used to leave it on just in the house. But when I'm working on writing my codes for, to practice, to try to, see, I write the codes in paper, on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I have a .com, .org, .net, .us, .this, .that, .what have you, but I just haven't built it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I practice on MySpace, and I practice on different places such as that. And so I know I'm answering your question, but I'm giving you the reason why. And I don't need to give you why I'm looking at what, when, how, and where. As, you know, but I'm making a long story short. I rattle on a lot, but I'm just telling you, everything that I hear, last night I hear things like, I heard a celebrity, and he goes, Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb.
Oh, that was probably Wesley Snipes, yeah.
And then I heard something that I gave Don that was a sale to sale. It was one of my music things that I gave.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that on there, and I've heard. I heard a music person that said that they are listen and tune in to. They are a music store.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all that I can think of.
Okay, I want to see, while you're on the air here, Kathy, I want to see if I can get Seth to play any one of my promos.
Oh, okay.
The Martian, Seth, if you're hearing me, or the Cowboys, it doesn't matter. I want you to hear this. I want to get your reaction, if I can get him to do it.
Let me breathe and just really concentrate.
And I don't know if Seth is hearing me.
Seth. Hey, Seth. Engineer. Mr. Engineer.
Okay, he's gonna ping me here. Let's see what's going on. Okay, he's gonna do it. Hold on a second here.
I totally forget we're on the air.
But don't disconnect the call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling him not to disconnect it either. Okay, it's going to take him a moment to do this, but I want you to get a feel for this here.
You know, I just totally forgot we were on there. It was just as if we're talking on the phone.
Well, that's what we're doing.
I know. That's why I was just like just explaining myself and just talking.
No, I was saddened when you called before and then you hung up.
Well, my daughter called in.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I had to click over.
Oh, I see.
See, she's, the wedding is like the wedding, the wedding. It's Saturday and my dress came in, my gown, and I just tried it on a while ago and it's all messed up. I don't know what to do. It doesn't matter because it will work itself out. And I have a hobble. I have a really bad hip that just went out the other day, so I have to work on that energy-wise. So please send some energy to my left hip.
I will.
Thank you so much. I believe it will be fine. And I'm waiting on such. Dun, 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 dun.
And, you know, dun, if you email me, now go to my website, and you send me an email, and I'll send you some music.
Okay.
That you can listen to, okay?
That will be phenomenal. Guess who's going to be on my show, too? You remember the jingles of Just for the Fun of It, Diet Coke? And she sang all the jingles like she does this M.O.D. now, but her name's Britt Savage.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes, yes, I've heard her. She's got a great voice. Okay,
yes, Seth. She was one of my boyfriend's best friends singing in the group, and she's so fun.
Okay, listen to this now. Seth is going to play one of these for us. I don't know which one it is, but we'll hear it in a second.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
PBS Radio. We love PBS Radio.
Could you hear that there, Kathy?
I surely did.
Okay.
That was cute.
That's me.
That was good.
Just a crazy idea, you see.
I can do that with my voice changer 3. That was fantastic. I loved it. I didn't know I could do it. I accidentally did it when I was rewinding. And that is the most phenomenal thing.
Okay. Now, Seth, do you have the cowboy version there?
You are just so creative.
Now, you got to hear this one, okay? Okay, he's going to play that. Now, can you play a little bit of in my headphones, too, Seth? Because I didn't hear the Martians.
Do y'all play that for the
It goes
show?
around the clock, they're playing these.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
These are called station promos.
God, that's good. When did you make that?
I've been making them over the past couple of weeks.
Oh, God, that's great. You ought to name them different things like 169.
Okay, here he goes. He's going to play one now, which is, this is some famous actors that I'm doing here.
You ought to sing Happy Birthday with that one.
Well, partner, we got our pork and beans, we got our coffee, and we got this real nice campfire. Now all we need is the radio. Go get that radio so we can listen to BBS.
Gosh darn, boss, we got this here radio, but we ain't got no battery.
Well, I told you to buy some batteries yesterday, but you forgot to buy them today.
A man can only do so many things in one day. Go into town and get some for the both of us.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dagnabbit, you and your BBS radio.
Bless your heart. When I told Pete I liked him and he said, I like you back on my show, that plays next. I love that one the very best.
Now,
that
I gotta...
is so good.
There's a sequel to that coming up pretty soon. It's going to be like an unfolding event.
It's so country. We are so country sounded. And then you played that, and I was like, that is too cute. Because I was listening to my archive, and that was on there, and I was like, that is so funny. It is so perfect because it's so precious.
Well, now that's me just having fun with the music and doing something.
How did you make your voice like that?
I'm just doing impressions, you know, kind of on the fly, not spending a lot of time.
Let me hear you do it live.
Gosh, Dan, I don't really have the time to do it now.
Gosh, Dan, I don't really have the time to do it now. Gosh, Dan, how'd you do that? That is really good. That's Grandpa Amos and the Real McCoys.
Well, we have to tell Seth thank you very much.
Well, it's time to go, little chickadee.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Oh, let me find one.
Here's Dudley, the right of the mountains. I'll save you. I'll save you.
Oh, man. I love
it. Wanna watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat?
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, Seth, what's your very favorite cartoon?
Oh, my goodness. I really don't watch cartoons anymore.
I mean, back in the day.
Oh,
I know you
then?
Can do them really good. I mean, you know, act them out or with your voice.
Me.
I like the Roadrunner. That was pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was your Roadrunner. Can you do that? I tell you, Sean, I tell you. I can't do him. But you know that big rooster?
Yeah, I remember that. You did it pretty well yourself there.
No, I can't do him. I want to hear him, though. And what was that deputy dog sound?
Oh, deputy dog. What? I remember deputy dog, but
yeah,
I don't
how did
what,
he sound?
What he said. Wasn't he just kind of
I don't remember. And what were those two bears? Yogi Bear?
Hey, boo.
Man. How did he sound?
Hey, boo.
Hey, boo boo. I'm going to give me a picnic basket.
Yeah, that's how he sounded.
Hey, boo boo. I'm going to give me a picnic basket.
You have been such a joy for me.
Well,
and thank you so much. Are we out of time?
Actually, we went over. This is going to be one of the craziest shows I've ever done.
Oh, bless you. I have just had such a great evening. It is such a joy to know you. And I'm going to send you an email. You're Dawn, right? I want to call you Footprints. Because you just walk so softly, and you know, but you make that mold, you know, like in the sand, and
mm-hmm.
everybody is a grain of sand, you see, representations
mm-hmm.
of a little grain of sand, and you just are molding. If you just or think of people as a potter molds his clay, and we don't even know and realize we're being molded by every people, place, and thing. That's why we have to listen with our heart and let the Creator mold us.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what submission is.
Uh huh.
And true faith, and I don't mean blind faith in the sense that we don't have any expectations. You know, the Lord gave us a mind and he gave us a will and he gave it to us to recognize how we could we could connect it with his mind and we could connect it with his will.
Exactly. And he created us with one gift and that's the soul. And we are soul from the I am and me.
And it's my soul that makes the footprint.
It's my soul. Oh, man, amen, amen. You know, that's why I said Pete had no wiggle room, because he doesn't. I'm inside, and he's on the outside, and I just don't have that time. But, you know, I'm in the moment so much that I don't think of anything else but this moment. I'm just so there right now, you know? I don't want to go back. I don't want to go forth. I want to stay right here.
Well, that's what the now is. That's what the eternal now is.
And the knowing. It's so, I said to God, I said, why can I not shut you off? He says, because I'm everywhere you want me to be. I said, because I get these foreign words all the time. So I start Googling them and searching them. And I go, I'm so tired. I wish I could just turn it off. And I said, what are you? And he goes, no, knowledge of applied to wisdom each and every moment. I said, so knowing. And he goes, the knowing and the now. And I said, oh, my gosh, that's what, God, you are, the knowing of me. And he said, yes, I am. And I said, there's not four winds, there's seven, because he said he's to the left of me, to the right of me, in front of me, behind me, above me, below me, and within me, of the great I am in me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, now know, and apply the knowing of the wisdom to the knowledge of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear his words, but only twice I heard him. I feel it, and I know it, and I speak it, and I feel it, and I think it. And I just breathe it, and I just love him so.
Well, Kathy,
thank you
so much. I'm going to sign off here and let Seth go home, but let's thank Seth.
Yes, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it immensely, and blessings to you forever and a day.
Well, you email me, okay?
I'll be up
for a while if you want
thanks,
to send.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Seth. We appreciate letting her hear that. I knew she needed to hear that. So, folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints. And we had a surprise visit from Kathy Cook there, and she is going to be on Thursdays, Bright Lights Pathfinders. Give a listen to her show, and I'm going to make plans to get her on my show soon. And I appreciate her calling in, and I appreciate you listening in, and tomorrow night's another night. So in the meantime, peace, love, and light, and have a very good night.